Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, Aaron, you don't get it.
I do
you
get it.
You definitely don't get it. No, you don't. Okay, there's two things going on, and like I asked TAC kind of a question about it, and now we're... Okay, we just have to talk about it on the air now, because one...
I'm like
no
hyperventilating
time.
Again. Okay. You're taking me back to a bad spot.
So I have a friend of a friend. I have to say friend of a friend, because anybody listening might go, I know who your friends are, and then they're going to try to figure out who's trying to get married. None of my direct report, like my first line of friends, none of them are considering getting engaged. So if you're dating any of my first tier friends,
you're safe.
Stand down. Just or relax. Because it's like, oh, I know what he's talking about. Nope, not talking about you. Mm-hmm. This is a friend of a friend. Probably a friend of a friend of a friend. It's like, okay, but just... sort of asked me, we had a thing together, we were all kind of in the same place, and asked me, as a man who's been married more than once, how did you figure out what your wife's, future wife's ring size was? Like, how do you, because if you want to propose, you don't want to get down on one knee and put this, like a Super Bowl ring on her hand and just goes, po-punk, and falls off.
Yeah, or even worse, it's too small.
Right.
And then it's like, we can't even take the pictures, I can't even get the ring on, and...
Aaron, do you understand? Okay. Has anybody ever bought you clothes? Has a guy ever bought you clothes?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather...
size down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right? Size down.
It's like, yes. Here you go. I got you the large. And it's like, you got me the what? Like, is that how
but
you think
I
of me?
Also...
it's like, oh, I don't understand sizes. But if I got you an extra small, you'd be like, you got me a what? Do you think I'm 10?
Yeah, do you want me to be this size?
Right, like which is the right... I know ring is different, but it's like, I assumed your fingers were fat.
Whenever anyone buys me clothes, I'll tell them my size, they'll ask my size, like I don't understand why that can't be applied to rings.
Okay, no, but, and this is what Aaron said just before we went on the air, I don't think this came out on the air because the song hadn't ended yet, but it was like, why don't you just get a logbook?
You have a notes app on your phone, everyone has one.
But like we all just sit down... or go to a jeweler and go, okay, what? Let's get our ring fingers out. Okay, that's a size 4. Okay, well, let's get our middle finger out. This is a size whatever. Do you know what size my aura is?
It's an 8.
Is it?
Why don't you throw this bad boy on? Tell me what size
it's on your middle finger, right?
It's on my middle finger.
I think my middle one is a 7. Is it a 9?
That's a 13.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, let
See,
me show you something.
You want me to be a 9? What are you saying?
All right, how big is this?
No.
Is that a 4? No, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, but it is tough because you're right, because you can't just measure them yourself, right? You need the sizer thing.
I'm saying. This friend of a friend is like...
And then you write it down.
Because then you've ruined the surprise, Aaron.
No, you haven't. And... T-Hack will agree with me.
No.
It should not be a surprise.
If you genuinely want it to be a surprise, though, you can't
the
go
event
like,
itself?
Let's just go look at ring sizes in case I want to buy you the class ring you never got. No, it's like you know what it's for.
You know what it's for,
no.
And that's fine.
No.
You want it to be the right size. You have to have the conversation.
No,
the actual proposal can be a surprise, but I want you to know my ring size.
No.
I agree with her. It should not be. For the big ring, you got to just... bite the bullet. You gotta ask. You gotta talk. You gotta be talking about it because you're planning your future together. It shouldn't just be a surprise. But what about after you're married? What about buying rings for the other fingers? Like all of that. It's too hard.
Oh, like for Christmas or their birthday, you want to give them their birthstone or like I remember wanting to give the birthstone of my kids to my ex-wife. You know what I mean? Get her a ring.
Oh, that has
with
both.
Like,
yeah.
The what months were my children born? July
and December.
July and December. I think December's tough. I think it's a diamond.
No, that's April.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is one of them a ruby? What am I? I think I'm an
ruby,
aquamarine.
I think is.
Yeah, December's turquoise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then maybe that's what stopped me from doing it. It's Black Hills Gold. So,
but it's hard because my wife was, I was put in this position where she was like, I would love some jewelry for Christmas. Like,
can I tell you how to do it? If you really want to be secret, and it's so easy. And there's one person in this room, there's only one person in this room equipped to do it, probably at all times, but definitely if I were to be a betting man, I'm saying they're ready to do it right now.
Hmm.
It's you, T-Hack. Reach okay. into your right pocket.
Okay.
What's in there?
I have my chapstick. I have my pen.
You just keep that in
there
your
it
pocket?
Is. That's all you need.
What?
Pen.
A pen? Yeah. I always have a pen.
You always have the exact kind of pen you need.
What for what?
You
what
need
do
a
I
felt
do?
Felt tip pen. Then just one day playfully like grab some of her rings and go, "Oh my god," and you put it on your finger and you're like, "That doesn't even fit me. That only reaches to my knuckle." Like remember exactly where it is on your finger, draw a line. Stop looking at me like that, cuz I did this more than once and have had successful proposals. I'm just bad at the marriage thing that comes after. So now you have a line on your finger.
Okay.
Now you go to Shane Co. or wherever you get your jewelry. You get the ring size kit. Slide this one on. Ooh, that's a 7. That only reaches here. Ooh, let's try the 7.5. Oh, it hits the green line. She's a 7.5.
That's really good.
Diabolical.
It is.
She gets surprised. Yeah. No, like, oh, this is stupid, but I just need to know your ring sizes.
But you do have to go pretty quick, though. You can't be like, yo, I haven't washed my hands in a week. Trying to keep this line intact.
Come on!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.